French President Nicolas Sarkozy took his diplomatic shuttle mission to Damascus, where he urged Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to use his influence with Hamas in a bid to hammer out a ceasefire in Gaza.
Il n'y a pas de solution militaire à Gaza.
Sarkozy told President Assad that there is, in his words, no military solution in Gaza, and stressed that he had delivered the same message to Israeli leaders during lengthy discussions in Jerusalem Monday. The Syrian president, for his part, used scathing language to denounce what he called Israel's barbaric aggression in Gaza, calling the besieged enclave a concentration camp where he said 30% of the victims are children. President Assad went on to accuse Israel of breaching the 1954 Geneva Conventions regarding the protection of civilians by an occupation power during time of war. What is happening, he says, is a war crime, and he said Amnesty International issued a report accusing Israel of breaching the Geneva Conventions. Israel, he adds, hasn't learned the lessons of Lebanon, and everyone in the region is going to pay the price, including Israel. Sarkozy's trip to Damascus and other countries in the region, including Israel and Egypt, is but one diplomatic effort to halt the fighting in Gaza and allow the flow of humanitarian supplies. In addition to calling for a ceasefire, Mr. Sarkozy says there has to be a halt to the firing of Hamas rockets into Israel. In Cairo, Egyptian mediators are also trying to broker a ceasefire as intelligence head General Omar Suleiman meets with two Damascus-based members of Hamas Politburo, Imad al-Elami and Mohammed Nasser. Al Arabiya TV says that Israel prevented two other Hamas leaders from leaving Gaza to attend the talks. Hamas spokesman in Lebanon, Osama Hamdan, says that Hamas leaders will listen to whatever the Egyptians have to propose before they return to Gaza to discuss the proposals with the political bureau of Hamas. He said the aggression in Gaza must end unconditionally and the border crossings must reopen. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.